Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. While Jesus was in the temple, he watched the rich people dropping their gifts in the collection box. Then a poor widow came by and dropped in two small coins. I tell you the truth, Jesus said, this poor widow has given more than all the rest. For they gave a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she has. At this point, Jesus was only a few days from his death on the cross. It must have been dominating his thinking. And yet he noticed a poor widow. I suspect that no one else spotted her, because everything about her was unremarkable, particularly her gift. It was such a tiny gift. Most people would have thought that it was hardly worth giving. But Jesus saw it very differently. Alongside the big gifts of the rich people, her gift was very small indeed. But Jesus knew that she had given everything she could. She had, in truth, given more than anyone else. This beautiful little story is so precious because it gives us a deep insight into how Jesus works. He looks at the heart of things. What we are able to give will often seem small and insignificant, particularly when we look at it alongside the enormous needs of our society. When you look at the number of people with addiction, broken relationships, or sickness, it doesn't look very impressive when you're only able to give a little help to one person. But Jesus looks at our hearts. He sees our desire to serve him, and he celebrates what we've done. This story warns us never to look down on what we can do. Listening to someone in need, giving a small gift, praying for a friend, doing shopping for an elderly neighbour, supporting a charity, or whatever it may be, Jesus looks to us to do what we can, and he sees our hearts. Let me ask you a question. Why is it so damaging to look down on the small things that we can do for God? And now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, thank you that you value and bless what we're able to do, however small it may be. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.